I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're looking back on the career of yet another retired individual. And this person's career covered a lot of ground. She's a painter, an artist, a freelance graphic designer with clients that include the Dana Corporation, St. Mary's Hospital, Toledo Catholic Schools, the Metro Parks of Toledo, the Butterfly House, the Challenger Center, St. Charles Hospital, the list goes on and on. But she is best known for her work with two different Toledo organizations.
My name is Vanessa Neeb Snyder, and I was the creative director in Imagination Station for the last 4 years, which was my second job after my retirement. So now I'm really retired. And before that, I was the curator of interpretive services at the Toledo Zoo for over 20 years.
Curator of interpretive services may sound like an odd title, but as we looked through Vanessa's portfolio in her living room, it became clear as to what Vanessa's job entailed.
This is what Vicky, what I did for Vicky, this okay. one. But this, you know, there's Imagination Station in here. They're two most recent ones, and there's lots of zoo stuff, and then there's...
Essentially, she was a graphic designer or event planner, maybe even space planner is a better word for it. If you have ever walked into the Arctic exhibit at the Toledo Zoo, and you enjoyed the infographics on the wall and the overall design of the space, well, then you were enjoying Vanessa's work. And the same goes for the art and design of the Africa exhibit, also Vanessa's work. It's all about creating an environment, one that is appealing and educational.
Working in particularly nonprofits, which I love, that's what I chose, there's a bigger mission at stake when you're making art in a commercial environment. And I specifically chose that because there's a lot of ways that you can use art, particularly exhibit design, to teach people things, to make an environment more pleasant, to make it a science kind of interpreted to the public. And art is the bridge that you're using to do it. Design, what could be better? I mean, that's a thrill. You're an artist, you want to make art, but you also have a higher mission in a science institution like that to interpret science with a great environment, exhibit environment. So it was like a meeting of two wonderful things, really groovy things. Yeah.
The responsibility to bridge art and science and design all in one space may sound like a heavy task for just one person, but that brings us to another aspect of this profession that Vanessa adored.
Oh, the process is super. It's a group of people. It's not one person, but it's the staff of people that you can accumulate, and that's writers, photographers, builders, designers. And for instance, the last one is Idea Lab at Imagination Station, which is, it's just awesome because you have a group of really creative individuals pulled together where everybody can put a little comment or idea or input into the project, and you just kind of formulate that through the architecture of the space and all the interactives that you include. And all of a sudden, when I say all of a sudden, but you end up with something that's an environment that interprets some subject matter.
When Vanessa first started out, her subject matter was paintings. Both Vanessa's grandfather and father painted, although not professionally. And Vanessa fell in love with the process at a very young age and still continues to paint today. Which is interesting when you compare that with Vanessa's career choice. One can imagine a painter alone in her own studio, in her own space, concentrating on her own work and nothing else. But Vanessa's job was the opposite of that. It was collaborative, extroverted. It involved a community.
I can't imagine not working with other creative people. But the experience of being in a room with other creative people and playing off each other and laughing really hard while you're doing it, that's my idea of fun, so... A lot of people do think artists are solo, but there's a lot of opportunities where you can collaborate with other people. And I met some awesome artists over the years, you know, that were really great to know, still know them.
So retirement has been an interesting shift in Vanessa's artistic output. In short, Vanessa retired to work on painting. Vanessa still has no desire to be that artist locked away from the world in her own studio. She simply wants the opportunity to try new things.
Well, I can't imagine not working with some of the people that I'm working with now. I'm really still deeply involved with the Science Center because they're really awesome there. But I do want to learn more. I love to paint and I want to concentrate on it for no other purpose than to just see what I can do. And I get a lot of pleasure from it. Of course, I like it when people buy them and hang them in their homes, but to do a painting that I'm proud of, that I just feel great about, that's a joy. You know, the old cliche, art for art's sake, there's really a purpose to making art, and there can be larger or smaller purposes along the way. And I think when you do exhibits or when you do like public art, the big murals around the city, there's a way bigger purpose in doing that sort of thing than just, which I also love to do, making pots on the wheel. I love that too, but there's a whole different kind of feeling behind it. It's really fun.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries. Vanessa's choices for the next episode of The Rough Draft Diaries include...
I've always admired Art Weber. There's a gal, Erin Kloss, and she's an archaeologist, and she's a really neat person. There's a sculptor I met, Adam Sansenbacher. He's awesome. I have more time, I could think of other people.
Those are great, perfect.
Tune in next time to find out who I pick on The Rough Draft Diaries.